Up next, the news bulletin.
It's always a better choice. One Love Radio. The music for your soul.
Wait, hold up.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Of the world. This is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Joshua Zimba. The headlines. Vice President Dabuke Mutalo Nalumango has called for more concerted efforts in advocating for laws that promote women's rights. Governance and development expert Davis Mushila Lupindula has welcomed the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ's introduction of online voter registration. The UPND in Western Province has welcomed President Hakainde Hichilema's recent address to Parliament. In international news, where UK is set to recognize Palestine as a state, and in sports, FAS President Keith Mwemba says power dynamos should not be scared ahead of their encounter with ASEC Mimosa in Ivory Coast. And now the news in detail. Vice President W.K. Mutale Nalumango. Vice President W.K. Mutale Nalumango has called Vice President W.K. Mutale Nalumango has called for more concerted efforts in advocating for laws that promote women's rights. Speaking during the 40 years commemoration of the non-governmental organization coordinating council NGOCC in Lusaka, Mr. Lumango says government recognizes the important role that NGOs play in accelerating gender equality.
This celebration is about a recognition of the resilience, sacrifice, and determination of the women and men who have been part of this illustrious journey. Ladies and gentlemen, 40 years ago, a group of committed women envisioned an organization that would unite voices, strengthen advocacy, and champion the empowerment of women. Today, NGOCC stands as a true testimony to white determination, unity, and shared vision can achieve. Through your tireless work, you have pushed the boundaries in policy advocacy and fought for stronger legislation. We still have some work there. We still have some work in legislation. I'm sure the conversation continues from here. I was referring something to the board chair as we were there. You have pushed boundaries to enhance the empowerment of women. Your efforts have contributed to enhancement of women's economic status. Thank you, Axis, for joining this struggle, and we are winning. You have pushed to enhance reproductive health, education, as well as general participation and meaningful involvement in national development.
Speaking at the same event, Permanent Secretary for Gender Division under the Office of the President, Maggie, says Zambia has made significant strides in promoting women's rights through the organizations such as NGOCC.
By collaborating across sectors, we can enlarge our respective strengths. We can bring up resources and mobilize more resources and human capital and expertise to implement exclusive and strategic promotion of gender equality of women and girls and accelerate progress towards a more inclusive, prosperous Zambia.
And Swedish Ambassador to Zambia, John Hallenborg, says NGOCC has scored major milestones in driving the gender agenda forward in line with the Swedish agenda in promoting gender equality and increased women participation in politics and representation.
Let me also say that we are proud to support NGOCC's campaign called Her Time Is Now, ahead of next year's election. This is part of our efforts to continue contributing to strengthening women's political representation and participation. Women's political participation is not only about human rights, but it's a prerequisite for sustainable development. And even if this is a night to celebrate, let us be clear, there is a lot of talk about increasing women's political participation in Zambia. But during my 3 years here in Zambia, to be honest, I have seen very little progress. It is now the responsibility of all stakeholders, government, political parties, and civil society, to make good of giving full political voice to half of Zambia's population. With will and ambition, it is possible. And the good news is that there are plenty of examples around the world to learn from. And in this context, let me also highlight the need for Zambian men to step up.
Governance and development expert Davis Mwashi Lupindula has welcomed the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ's introduction of online voter registration. The ECZ recently launched the online voter registration platform to allow citizens register in the comfort of their homes. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Lupindula says the move is convenient and progressive as it has potential to boost the voter turnout. He, however, says that the ECZ must ensure they have robust implementation of the budget, emphasizing technological barriers in some areas of the country. And the political historian Bizik Piri has also welcomed the online voter registration initiative, highlighting its potential benefits such as capturing more voters ahead of the forthcoming 2026 general election.